Hi everyone, today's Perek Ram is the 5th chapter of Hilchos Erechim B'charavim. In this Perek Ram, we'll discuss more details of items which have been sanctified and how to redeem them. Halacha Aleph. Hamakdish Shteyach Huzaso, Mitzvah Lav L'Tosahu, Sha'adon Kodem. If somebody sanctifies his ancestral land, there is a positive command for him to be the one to redeem it. He takes precedence. Im Lo Ratza, Ein Kovenoso. However, if he does not want to, we don't force him to. V'meder Murim, when is it true that we won't force him? V'zman Shemitzvah Yol Noheges. She'im Yagir Yova V'lo Yolena, Teitzit Gwanim, Kimoshe Biarnu. In a time when the regular cycle of Yovel is upkept. Because, in that circumstance, when Yovel rolls around, if he doesn't redeem it, it will go to the Kohanim, as Rahman has already explained. However, in a time when there is not a regular functioning cycle of Yovel, at which point it won't go out to the Kohanim when the Yovel year rolls around. Rather, instead, it will ultimately be able to be redeemed forever. In that case, we insist, we force the owner to make an opening bid on this land, and then it will be redeemed for its regular amount, not for the Erechin amount as was described earlier, just like anything else which has been sanctified. If somebody else is willing to pay more for it, beside for the opening bid of the owner, so then he's allowed to go ahead and redeem it. But if nobody else does, omer lo, he yascha, v'itein ma'ash amar. Then we say to the one who had sanctified it, here, it goes to you, and he will give that which he had given as his opening bid. The Rambam now notes, though, he's not able to make an opening bid less than 4 of the smallest coins, in order so that the added 25%, which he'll be adding on, will at least be 1 coin, for a total of 5. Halacha Beis. Rata Adolim Korsados Acheros Mistosav, Alulabos Kde Liftos Sada Zu Shehekdesh Harshas Biado. If the owner wishes to sell other fields of his, or to borrow money in order to redeem this field that he had sanctified, he's able to do so. Bemis Mancha Yovel Noeg, Bemis Mancha Ana Yovel Noeg. This is true whether we're dealing with a time when Yovel is upkept or when it is not. Fu Kodim Lacho Adam. And indeed, he takes precedence before any other person in the redemption of this field. Vachain Imrata Ligol Chatia Goel. Furthermore, if he wishes to redeem even just part of the field, he's able to do so. This is not true when somebody sells it to a regular person. This is an instance where we see a greater level of stringency with regards to a regular person who was sold a field than when Hektish was sold a field. If somebody sanctifies his house or an animal which is not kosher or other movable property, in that case, these will be evaluated in their regular worth, whether they're very, very good quality or very bad quality. And if the one who had sanctified it redeems it, or his wife, or his inheritor, so then they add the extra 25%. And in terms of the redemption, we force the one who had initially sanctified it, the owner, to make that opening bid, and the money ultimately goes to the Beis HaMikdash fund for upkeep, the Bedek HaBayis. Whether we were dealing in a house that was part of a walled city in the land of Israel, or one which was unwalled, nonetheless, the owner was able to redeem it at all times. If somebody else had redeemed it from the possession of the Beis HaMikdash, Im haya Beis Arechoma, v'kam biyad ha-goel, shneim asar chodesh, nechlat. Im haya Beis ha-chatzirim, v'egiya yovel, v'u biyad ha-goel, chodabalav biyovel. If it was a house which was in a walled city and had been in the hands of the one who had redeemed it for 12 months, then it becomes his property forever. However, if it was in an unwalled city and then Yovel arrived when it was in the hands of the one who had redeemed it from Hektish, in that case, it goes back to the owner in that Yovel year. Halacha Hei. Hamakdish Behemet Horach Mima, Bedek HaBayis. Avo Pish Avar Alasei, Mash Asa Asoi, V'chala Kedusha Alehem, V'niftes Kishi Tmima. If he sanctifies an animal which is a kosher species and is unblemished, but not to bring as a carbon, but rather to the fund for upkeeping of the Beis HaMikdash, the Bedek HaBayis, even though he's transgressed a positive command in what he's done, nonetheless, it is effective, and sanctity has taken effect in this animal, and it can be redeemed while it is a perfect, unblemished animal still. And the Kohen will evaluate it in accordance with its regular worth. That money will go to the Beis HaMikdash upkeep fund. However, when somebody redeems it, they're only able to redeem it on condition that they will bring it on the Mizbeach for that which is fit for being brought for. because anything which is fit to be brought on the Mizbeach never is able to escape that obligation to have it sacrificed on the Mizbeach. Now, how do we know, as Rambam just asserted, that it's forbidden for somebody to sanctify something which is a kosher species of animal, which can be brought on the Mizbeach, and that is unblemished, to sanctify that for the Bedek Abayas? How do you know that it's forbidden? Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, V'shor v'seh saruah v'kalot nidavah taseh also. V'yashmu lavdu nidavah l'bedek Abayas. It's specifically an animal which has a messed up size of its limbs or hooves which are not split, that is able to be donated as a donation, through which in our Masorah we have interpreted to mean a donation towards the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash for Bedek Abayas. And so too it would seem to be, because aside from our Masorah, the context is something which has only been sanctified with the type of Kedusha called Kedushas Damim, not Kedushas Haguf, the value of the animal rather than it itself. After all, the Pasuk was talking about an animal which is blemished, and you're not allowed to sanctify an animal, you can't bring it if it is blemished. And then once we have this derived, we can make an application from the fact that it says it alone you are able to make as a donation for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, but you're not to make something which is unblemished a donation for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. And when we find a circumstance where there's a negative command, but which only emerged from being stated as a positive command, then it has the status of a positive command, as is the case over here. Halacha Zayin. Hamatish is behemto stam, o sheitish is nechas of stam. Roan kol behemot mila ha'uri lahakir v'alkam ha'mizbeach, zachar yimachar l'tarche olos, v'ekriva osan olos, hanakevos yimachar l'tarche shlamim, v'ekriva osan shlamim, ha'adamim li lebedek abayis, shestam ekdish lebedek abayis. If somebody sanctifies his animal without any specification, or he sanctifies his possessions without any specification, then we evaluate any animal which is fit to be brought on this Mizbeach, it's unblemished, it's the right species. So then, if it's male, it should be sold for the purposes of a burnt offering, and ultimately that animal will be brought as a burnt offering. If it's female, it should be sold for the purposes of peace offerings, and ultimately it will be brought as a peace offering. As for the money which is received, that money goes to the Beis HaMikdash upkeep fund, to the Bedek Bias, because as a default, when somebody sanctifies something, it goes to that fund. About this, the Pasuk says, "In behemah shir kibum mena carbon lashem, kol shir tini mena lashem yeh kodesh." Glomar kol roy the carbon al gam mizbeach yikariv. If it's an animal that they will be bringing, then it should be brought as a carbon to Hashem. Everything that he gives from it should be for Hashem. It should be sanctified. That means to say that anything which is fit to be a carbon should be brought as a carbon on the mizbeach. Lachas hikdish nechas of stam vayu behen yenos ushmanim usloltos veofos for uyin yikariv al gam mizbeach. If somebody sanctifies his possessions without any specification, and included there are wines, oils, flowers, birds which are able to be brought on this Beach, so then these should be sold for the purpose for which they can be used to be brought on this Beach. As for the money that's received, that money should be used to purchase male animals that can be brought as burnt offerings. Hakates. Now, this is strange, considering we saw in the previous halacha, why is it true that we should say that these monies go for the purpose of purchasing burnt offerings, whereas the monies of an animal which was able to be brought on this Beach should be given to the Bedek HaBayis fund? Rambam explains, the Visha Behema HaKadosh on this Beach, Im Nafal Bam Mum, Yish La Pijon, Kamo Shis Bar, Vasholas Vayayim Vashem Vobo Shem Slu, Ein Lahem Pijon. The difference is, an animal which was fit to go on the Mizbeach, if it ends up getting blemished, is able to be redeemed, as Rambam will explain in its proper place. But these other items, the flour, the wine, the oil, the birds, if they become invalidated to be brought on the Mizbeach, then they have no redemption. Shneim Ma'ar, as the Pasuk says, Hamid as a behemah, v'gomer. You can redeem an animal that's evaluated, and then will be redeemed if need be. Kol she'eshon b'chlal ha'amada v'aracha, yesh la pidyon. Anything which can be stood up and evaluated by the Kohen, so then that is something which is able to be redeemed. And something which does not have that process applied to it cannot be redeemed. Halacha Yud. Hekdesh nechas of stam. Vayizem henak toras shenoshen la'amanin b'scharan. Ad shiachzeru v'yichusa kimo shibyaran b'shkalim. Harizu tinasein la'amanin b'scharan kimo shi'osin b'mosar haktoras. V'chein osin im yesh b'nechas of echad misamani haktoras. If somebody had sanctified his possessions without specification, and in his possessions was the ketores, which had been left over. It hadn't been used during the year. The special incense, which was generally burnt on the Mizbeach, but would always have some left over. And it was given to those that worked in the Beis HaMikdash on the ketores as their wages. And the normal process would be that they would go and dedicate it back to the Beis HaMikdash. They would trade it in and then take the monies that the Beis HaMikdash used to buy it from them for their own purposes. So if somebody had that type of spice, those incenses, in his possession, and he sanctified it without specification, so in this case, he should do the same sort of thing. He should go and allow it to be given to the other workers as their wages, at which point then they'll be able to go and sell it back to the Beis HaMikdash in order to have normal monies that they can use to buy their own items. And the same thing should occur as well if somebody has in their possession the items which are used to create the incense in general in his possession. Halach Yud Aleph. Hamatush behemah tamima l'mizbeach, v'nafa b'mum, v'nifsala, hayazu nerechas v'niftes. If somebody sanctifies an animal which is fit to go on the mizbeach, it's unblemished, and then it gets a blemish, in that case, it should be evaluated and redeemed. V'alzen emar, concerning this, the pasuk says, v'mkol behemah tamima, shor lo yakrivu m'men of karbon l'Hashem, v'menes behemah, v'gomer, v'yabidumeh karbon acher k'mosa. The pasuk says that if there's an animal which is not fit to be brought on the mizbeach, so then it should be stood before the Kohen after it's been sanctified, and it should be evaluated in order to be redeemed. And in this circumstance, the person should bring another animal as a carbon, which is the equivalent to this one in its value. Halacha Yud Beis. Kol ha'matish behema b'chayah, bein tahora, bein tamea, bein kater bayis, bein kater mizbeach shenafa b'hen mum, o tmima haruyo yikari, kamo shizbar. If somebody sanctifies an animal during its lifetime, whether a kosher species, a non-kosher species, whether an animal which has within it the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash treasury, or whether it's one which is going to go on the Mizbeach, but then ends up getting the blemish, or even one that is unblemished and is fit to be brought on the Mizbeach, as Rambam will explain, this animal must be evaluated in Beis Din. You stand up the animal before the Kohen, and it's evaluated. Therefore, if the animal died before it had been stood up and evaluated and been redeemed, then in that case, you cannot redeem it after it's died. Rather, the animal must be burned. However, if somebody had sanctified an animal which had already been slaughtered properly, or the animal had just died, and he had sanctified it for the purpose of going to the Betek HaBayis, but they should have it in order to use it to sell, to upkeep the Beis HaMikdash, in that case it could be redeemed, even though it's already dead, just as is true with any other movable property. Halach Yud Gimel. Shachap HaShnayim or Rov Shnayim, v'dayim him v'arkeses, harikichai l'chol d'varel, v'nerechas, v'arehi b'chlal, v'hemen ha'erech, ad shtamas. If somebody had slaughtered the animal in its two sides, in its neck, or even most of them, and it was still thrashing around in its death throes, it still is viewed as being alive for all matters, and therefore it must be evaluated, and it falls under the rubric of the pasuk saying it should be evaluated until it has died. Halacha Yud Dalet. Hamatish behemah tamima l'domeha, harizu niskari shkufa. If somebody sanctifies an animal which is unblemished and fit to go on the Mizbeach for the purpose of its value, then it nonetheless gains within it the sanctity of its body. Ketzad, I'm going to illustrate this. Homer tamei behemah zu hektish on the Mizbeach, hi atzma tikarev. If somebody says about such an animal that the value of this animal should be sanctified to the Mizbeach, then it itself is brought as a carbon. Hektish echad mei varehel l'damav, v'amar tamei ragel shapar zu hektish on the Mizbeach. If, however, he had said that he's sanctifying one of its limbs for its value, and he says that the value of this cow's leg should be to the Mizbeach, in that case, harizu safik im pasha kushab kula olo pashta. Then it's unclear whether the sanctity which has been infused in it spread throughout all of it or not. Lefikach tikarev lo tipata. In that case as well, therefore, it should be brought as a carbon and not be redeemed. Halacha tesvav, v'kisid osen. How do you do that? If it may already have the sanctity in it or it might not. So we sell it to somebody who will end up bringing it as a carbon. And its value then is going to be mundane, other than the value of what that one limb would have cost. However, if this was a limb in which the animal's life was dependent, in other words, if it was removed, the animal would die, so then automatically we assume that the sanctity spreads throughout the entire animal. If it was an animal that was blemished and therefore wasn't fit to be brought in this Mizbeach, and he had sanctified one of its limbs for the purposes of its value, whether this was the type of limb, whether it was removed or not, would have caused the animal to die. Only that value of that limb is going to be sanctified. Nothing else. For example, he said that the value of this cow's foot or the value of its heart is sanctified for the purpose of being brought to the Mizbeach. In that case, who of a hektish should foot ba? He and the Beis HaMikdash are going to own it in a partnership. Halach Yud Zayin. V'chein omer rosh eved zeh, olev chamor zeh, hektish nizbeach. Osh omer roshi hektish nizbeach. Eno chayv el dmei rosho, v'ron kama yishvo, so eper, ilu hayin nimkar, v'yavi b'damav, karvan. Similarly, if somebody said the head of this slave or the heart of this donkey should be sanctified for the purpose of being brought in the Mizbeach, or he said my head should be sanctified for the purpose of the Mizbeach, in that case, he's only obligated to bring the value of his head or the animal or the slave, depending on what we're talking about, and we see how much that limb would have been worth if it had been sold, and then in that case, we bring from that amount a karban. When is that true? Because it's Mizbeach. This is all discussing the animals being sanctified for the purpose of going to Mizbeach. Abukate bedek habayis, homer dmei rosh hamor zeh, okvedo hektish, o dmei rosh eved zeh, okvedo hektish. However, regarding the sanctification of the bedek habayis fund, if somebody had said that the value of the head of this donkey or its liver should be sanctified, or the value of the head of this slave or his liver should be sanctified, in that case, hob hu davar shen hashamach tluyabo, harizachai v'dmei kulo. In that case, he will be obligated, since this is a limb in which the life is dependent upon, he will be obligated to bring the entire value to the Bedek HaBayis. Shekol HaKdash Bedek HaBayis, Kushas Damahu. Because in any circumstance regarding the Bedek HaBayis, it's something which is not Kushas Guf infused within the body of it, but rather it is just about the worth. Halacha Yotes, the final halacha on the Perek. Homer Erki Alayim Mizbeach, Nevi Be'erko Karbon. If somebody says, my Erech should be for the Mizbeach, so in that case, he brings from his value a karban. As defined in the Torah, if his value was 50 shekelim, he goes and buys a karban, which is 50 shekelim, and brings it as a karban. If, however, he was unable to afford this full amount, it's unclear whether or not this will have the rules of allowing him to pay that which he's able to pay, as long as it was worth the minimum amount, since, ultimately, he had used the terminology of erech, or or do we say, no, it's not going to have that ability because of the fact that he had specified he wanted it to be brought from the Mizbeach. Similarly, with regards to one who had sanctified his ancestral field for the purpose of it going on the Mizbeach, in that case it should be redeemed, and the money should be brought to bring burnt offerings on the Mizbeach. It's also unclear in this circumstance whether or not we'll redeem it for the set amount that is given to it as defined in earlier Prakim, or whether we redeem it for its actual value, its market value. Since he had specified that he wanted to go on the Mizbeach. In all these cases, the ones mentioned, as well as any similar, we end up erring on the side of caution, we rule stringently, and insist that he pay the higher amount. Have a wonderful day.